Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable and to our program this morning. With over 20 years of experience in front and behind the camera, Adam Paul brings a lifelong love of film and entertainment industry to the St. Lawrence International Film Festival. The festival will go beyond all borders from Ottawa and Brockville, Canada, and to Canton and Potsdam. They are celebrating cinema with over 25 films, 7 panels, 8 special screenings over 4 days from October 22nd through October 24th. The schedule includes an opening gala featuring a 35th anniversary screening of The Blues Brothers, a panel about digital shorts and the new media of laughter, a panel about James Bond, short film programs, narrative features, and much more. Adam Paul is the executive director and founder of the St. Lawrence International Film Festival. He joins us this morning. Welcome to the roundtable, Adam. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you with us. So how did you get into this mess?
Oh, boy. You nailed it. Are you in my mind today? That's a great question. I've had, as you said, a long career in show business in front of and now behind the camera. I direct commercials now. My wife is from the area up here. She's from Lisbon, New York, a farming community. She was a dairy princess, and her family is still here. We visit all the time and love it up here. And, it's a great college community, but it's also close to the border and close to Ottawa, one of the great international capitals of the world. And as we've been thinking about perhaps moving back, the idea of doing something meaningful and that can give back to the community and also tap into some of my experience seemed really appealing and like an adventure. And it's much more than that. But this was supposed to be a small first year appetizer platter of what the larger festival could be, and it very quickly turned into the large main course. But we are thrilled, and as you said, we have this opening gala tomorrow night in Ottawa at the Canadian Museum of History with the 35th anniversary of the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd in attendance. As our guest of honor, he's also going to perform with the legendary Downchild Blues Band, one of the inspirations for some of the arrangements of the original film. So it's a movie, it's a concert, it's a gala, and then the rest of the festival begins Friday through Sunday here in Canton and in Potsdam and in Brockville, Ontario, just across the river.
So how did it become so big in the sense of, is this one of those cases where you put out a call and then all of a sudden everything comes back and they say yes and you have to figure out how to fit it all in?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I've been working on this for over a year. So you put out a call for entries for films, that's for sure. We got over 200 submissions, which for a first-year festival is pretty impressive, I think. And then we put out the call to Dan Aykroyd to see if he might be our guest of honor. And the gala benefits the RCMP Foundation, which is a great organization in Canada that supports keeping streets safe for at-risk youth. He is an RCMP fan. His grandfather was a Mountie, and that fit very nicely. He's also from the area. He's from Ottawa originally, and so once he came on board, it legitimized an awful lot of what we were doing, and we just really felt like we should step up as well as an organization and as an event. So we did that.
Yeah.
In spades.
And for this to be the 35th anniversary of the Blues Brothers, which is incredible in and of itself.
Yeah. Hard to believe, right?
It really is. It was like hearing this morning about the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future. You're like, wow,
right.
Really? When you think of the film and sort of it all coming out of that event, I mean, it helps that it's just a great classic film.
It really does. We certainly wanted to start off the festival with a bang and with something that had broad appeal, but also perhaps was connected to our international theme as a festival. Beyond Borders is our mantra, and we are certainly bringing in independent films from all over the world and their filmmakers. The Blues Brothers represents America quite handily, but also Canada. It is, in fact, co-created by Dan and co-starring Dan with musical direction by the great Ottoan Paul Schaefer from SNL. And it does represent that international element as well as being truly American in its roots music and its blues music and the incredible cast of that film. I was watching a trailer the other night, and I couldn't believe, I remembered, but I'd also forgotten that Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Cab Calloway, like these amazing musicians are in the film and performing as actors beautifully. I mean, it is really a wonderful film that did very well when it was released, but I think deserves a tribute like this. And we're very fortunate that Dan is attending. This is the only tribute screening he's attending of the film. So we feel very fortunate to be able to give it the celebration it deserves.
So then beyond that, with the 25 films and the panels and the screenings over the 4 days, then how do you certainly keep up that momentum? How are you able to do that?
We'll see. We'll see on Monday. Look, we have a great deal of community support here in the universities, the Associated Colleges of the St. Lawrence Valley, which is St. Lawrence University, SUNY Canton, SUNY Potsdam, and Clarkson University have all been, they are sponsors of ours. They're incredibly supportive from the very beginning of what we're doing. And then the business community up here and the civic leadership in the communities that we're premiering, all the chambers of commerce are behind us, the County Chamber of Commerce here in St. Lawrence County, which is an incredible organization that has just from day one stepped up for us. We can't let them down, and we certainly have their support moving forward. The idea is to grow this into a multi-week event over the next few years, and I think we're going to learn a lot from this year. I hope that doesn't mean we learn the hard way, but we're in pretty good shape to put on a great show. And that is ultimately the goal, is to bring the best films in the world to this little upper right-hand corner of the continent and invite them to enjoy what we enjoy most about it all.
So what are some of the other highlights in the other films that you're able to attract to the festival?
Wow, well, we have a world premiere film called Killing Poe, which is actually an American film that was submitted to us just from our call for entries. It's a fantastic dark comedy about a bunch of college students who kidnap their Edgar Allan Poe professor and torture him with all of his devices, and then it all goes horribly wrong. We have some beautiful documentaries from all over the world. There is a terrific documentary we're screening in Brockville at the Brockville Arts Center called Unleashed, which is about the phenomenon of competitive dog dancing, sort of a documentary version of Best in Show, if you remember the Christopher Guest film.
Absolutely.
It's a real thing in Canada, dog dancing, and real people do it. So we're really thrilled to show that. We have.
So I'm sorry, just to back up on that. So actually, dog dancing is, are they on, it's humans dancing with dogs, or is it dogs?
Dogs choreographed. I mean, you know, look, it's hard to explain, but it's okay. Choreography with dogs, both in tutus and not in tutus.
And as far as we know, at least under the current government in Canada, it is legal.
As we know,
okay.
In the new government, it'll be more than legal.
Yeah, well, I figure that, yes, but just under the current regime, sure.
Yeah, right.
All right, what else?
Oh, golly. So we are doing a tribute to Wes Craven on Saturday night with A Nightmare on Elm Street, which, of course, Elm Street in Potsdam is thought to be the inspiration for the title of the film, as Wes Craven taught at Clarkson College back in 1968. We have a professor from Clarkson making some remarks, as well as one of Wes Craven's original students from 1968, who made film with Wes that predated all of Wes's films and is thought to also be the inspiration for the rest of his work, a film called Pandora Experimentia, which is currently missing. And this gentleman, Ken Lyon, is coming in and very eager to talk about that experience and hopefully finding that film, maybe for next year even. We have the Empire State Filmmaker Award, which we're presenting on Saturday evening at Potsdam's Snell Theater, And that is being presented to Joseph Costello for his amazing film, The Preppy Connection. It's a film with New York State roots. He's from New York. The film is set in New York. It's a true story, based on a true story, about a prep school student who starts a drug ring in order to be popular with the popular kids. And, of course, hilarity ensues. Then we have our closing night film, which is Frank and Cindy, starring Oliver Platt and Rene Russo, a terrific film based on an award-winning documentary that the filmmaker had made a few years back about dysfunctional parents and family. And golly, I could go on and on.
But, well, a lot of great stuff, and it's all happening at the St. Lawrence International Film Festival, which runs tomorrow through October 24th. To learn more about all...
Sunday the 25th.
Through Sunday the 25th, my apologies. Sunday through the 25th.
Yeah.
The 25th, to learn more, visit stlawrencefilm.com. stlawrencefilm.com. Adam Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck, and have a great time, and enjoy yourself, and thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.